are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, my friends. It is June 22nd, 2026. It is a hot and steamy day in Philadelphia. Right now, I'm located in an area that's under a tornado watch, and I'm laughing because when this happened to me a couple years ago, guess what? I was on the air, and a tornado hit our area. And literally, a whole forest came down up to the shingles on our house. Didn't hurt our house because I was on the air and I knew I was protected by the Lord. So I'm asking today for all those who are in harm's way to be protected in a very special way. So let us begin in prayer. I have this prayer. If any of you have heard the Pieta, the special blue prayer book, there's a beautiful prayer in here that I've prayed for years and years. And it's called the Prayer or Blessing Against Storms. Are you ready? Let's pray together. No matter what state you're listening in, city, if you're in your car, your workplace, let us pray it together. Jesus Christ, a King of glory, has come in peace. God became man and the Word was made flesh. Christ was born of a virgin. Christ suffered. Christ was crucified and Christ died. Christ rose from the dead and Christ ascended into heaven. Christ conquers and Christ reigns. Christ orders and may Christ protect us from all storms and lightning. Christ went through their midst in peace, and the Word was made flesh. Christ is with us with Mary. Flee, you enemy spirits, because the Lion of the generation of Judah, the Root, David, has won. Holy God, holy immortal God, have mercy on us. Amen. Lord Jesus, we offer up the prayers today for world peace as well. We are praying as a praying community for a lasting peace, all the corners of the earth. Jesus, we believe in miracles, so we're praying for world peace. We're also praying for the healing of families, physical, spiritual, and emotional today. We're praying for peace in all of our hearts. If you're listening, we're praying for that peace to descend from the Holy Spirit to fill your heart with joy. So what is the topic today? Well, this was pretty clear. As you know, I pray and pray and say, Jesus, what is it? It may be a topic for one person who's listening. It could be for many. I have no idea and probably will never know. But the topic today is healing your family tree. So why in the world would the Lord place this on my heart? Well, on June 18th in Medjugorje, Yugoslavia, Our Lady said to the visionary Maria, quote, pray for all deceased and for the whole family tree, that our Lord may free us from every evil, from all evil that our relatives have done, that with our prayer, with our penance, pray for mercy, that they come out of purgatory and go to heaven, end quote. That's a direct quote. Now, as someone who traveled for a major television shoot to Medjugorje in 1987, when it was under communist rule and helicopters were flying overhead with the film crew, we were filming over there, I know for a fact that Our Lady really has never, in all these years, 45 years, never, ever mentioned praying for the family tree. So I thought, this is really odd. Why would she say to pray for our deceased and for the whole family tree? Well, that sparked a whole level of interest in me because, guys, there's a background that I have in the early days that I'm going to share with you. When I was involved in all the research for this, spiritual and theological research, so we'll be sharing this during the program today. So be sure to stay with me. Now, my friends, it's time to purify the family tree. That's your family tree. Even if you're adopted, it's time to purify the family tree. None of us or few of us know the sins from our family lines, do we? Some of us know that, going back generations. If you're a Bible-praying family, you probably know the sins of your family because you've prayed through it already. But none of us or few of us really know all the sins from our family lines. Now, demons and spirits attach to family lines through sin, not through good acts, but through sin. Now, if you're doubting me saying this is not scriptural, get your pen and get your pencil because I'm going to give you the scriptures to check on after the program. Exodus 20, verses 5 to 6, Deuteronomy 5, verses 9 to 10, and Numbers 14, verse 18, and Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 2 to 18. Now, if you also want a little follow-up to this program, I highly recommend a site that you can access after the program called Spirit Daily, where it is the lead article today based on Our Lady's message in Medjugorje. And this is what I knew it was a confirmation when I opened my mail today and I saw it and I said, okay, Lord, you just gave me a big confirmation. So I'm going to share information with you that probably isn't even published yet. Now, does your family today suffer from multiple diseases, accidents, anger, anxiety, alcoholism, negativity, addictions of any kind? I don't know of any family that doesn't have at least one of those levels. Now, the Blessed Mother teaches us that our life here on earth is temporary. Now, last week we talked about eternal perspective. We're on a pilgrimage here on earth, and we're only here temporarily. But she said our life here on earth is temporary and that we need to leave a trail of our presence. Now, in the corporate world or in the secular world, we would say we need to leave our legacy. Now, if you're listening today, you want to leave a legacy for your children or your grandchildren, but Our Lady says a trail of our presence. Now, what does this mean? We need to prepare for eternal life, not next week, not when you're 99. Now, I don't care what age you are. We all need to prepare for eternal life. We need to stand up against evil, not to cower in corners and let everyone else do the fighting, but we need to stand up against evil. Now, is it possible to heal the family tree? Now, you're probably saying, no. Why would I even want my family tree healed? Now, in a 2013 book published from London, England, a Dr. Ken McCall, I actually worked with him, discovered that many, are you ready? Incurable patients are the victims of ancestral control. Now, I had forgotten all about this, my friends. Back in those days, I was asked to edit some of the written materials of leading psychiatrists around the world for something called the Journal for Christian Healing, and I was a member of the Association of Christian Therapists. And so I was asked to edit some of the works of Dr. Kenneth McCall from London, England. So I was involved in the early, early days of all this research. But actually, I didn't see a need to discuss it over the past 7 or 8 years on this radio network because really the Lord never led me to really address it. But today we're going to get the full package, my friends. Now, Dr. Kenneth McCall, he discovered that many incurable patients are the victims of ancestral control. Now, that's not everyone. Now, to liberate them by drawing up a family tree, he would ask, and I would ask you, as I have done many times, draw up your family tree. Now, you don't have to be an artist. You just put great-grandpa, grandmom, you know, cousins, and you can draw lines. And then he discovered who was the ancestor causing the patient harm. So say you go, maybe you can only go back to great-grandmom or great-grandpa, and maybe he was an alcoholic or an abuser or perhaps, you know, I don't know, is in jail. just go back to those family lines. Or perhaps you're adopted and you don't even know your family tree. So ask the Lord to show you the family tree. But Dr. Kenneth McCall, he sought really for everyone to draw up a family tree. Then he discovered who was the ancestor causing the patient harm. Now, a lot of times he would say it's not one person, but generally a lot of times it was one ancestor. It could be back down through generations and generations. Now, Dr. McCall, a psychiatrist, cuts the bond between the ancestor and the patient by celebrating with a clergyman. No matter what denomination you are and you're listening today, he would celebrate with a clergyman a service of Holy Communion in which he delivers the tormented ancestor to God. So maybe you don't even know the name of that ancestor. Maybe the Lord just revealed to you that it's someone back a couple generations in Italy or China or Ireland or Africa, and you can just give them a name. So no matter what denomination, if you're listening today, he would celebrate with the minister a special service of Holy Communion in which he offered that person up to the Lord, the tormented ancestor to God. Now, if you were Roman Catholic, and then we're going to get into that, what happened with him during a mass, you're going to, I know you're going to love this if you've never heard this before, so stay with me. Now, Father Dwight Longnecker, many of you have probably heard or read his books, a exorcist, an author, a retreat director, evangelist, but in 2020, he wrote, "Sometimes the trouble in families and their history was not an unresolved death, but an unresolved trauma, an addiction problem, or even an occult curse placed on the family." That's right. The evil eye. I know many of you have heard of the evil eye, and you think, well, an occult curse? Yes, an occult curse or an unresolved trauma. Perhaps a car accident, a house burned to the ground, somebody killed accidentally or on purpose. It was never resolved. So what does this mean? This is Father Dwight saying this. There is a spiritual disturbance in your family tree, in the person, and a spiritual dimension. Now, this isn't me talking. I'm quoting Father Dwight Longnecker and Dr. Kenneth McCall, a psychiatrist from London, England, who actually opened up this whole field of study in the 1980s. So as a Protestant, my friends, Dr. McCall started to have funeral services for the dead in order to help the living find healing and reconciliation. Now, I remember hearing this. This is long before I was married, and I'm thinking, this is the strangest research I have ever edited. This is so strange. He started to have funeral services for the dead in order to help the living find healing and reconciliation. And then Dr. McCall discovered the Catholic faith, the tradition of praying for the dead. He learned of requiem masses said for the repose of the soul of the departed. Now, he never had heard of this, my friends. Remember, he's in London, and he was a Protestant psychiatrist. So he was having funeral services for the dead. Say a family member, remember, had a terrible death or something happened to help the living person find healing and reconciliation. But then he discovered the Catholic tradition of praying for the dead. He learned of requiem masses said for the repose of the soul of the departed. Now, Dr. McCall then discovered the Catholic belief in purgatory. He did not believe in purgatory. I know that for a fact when he started this research. But I'm going to take you on a journey, so stay with me. He discovered the Catholic belief in purgatory, and he started to understand that it has always been part of Catholic teaching that the dead could be prayed for and that the prayers offered for them, especially during a mass, would help them on their journey assisting them to be reconciled. Dr. McCall discovered this is beneficial for the dead and for the living. Isn't that remarkable? Now, stay with me. As if this is a little sketchy and you're like, I don't know, I don't get this. He discovered the Catholic belief in purgatory, and he started to understand, my friends, that it's always been part of our Catholic teaching that the dead could be prayed for, and that the prayers offered for them, especially during a Mass, would help them on their journey to get them to heaven. And also for the person living who was related to them. Now, we're going to go back to Father Dwight Longenecker. He encouraged the traditional custom of offering Masses for our dead, lighting candles, and saying a prayer for the dead. And by the way, the beautiful and powerful prayers of St. Gertrude. Look them up. They're very simple. The prayers for the people in purgatory who are released through this powerful prayer of St. Gertrude. Now, make sure you have a proper funeral Mass for your loved ones. Well, what's a proper funeral Mass? A Mass, if you're Catholic. I'm talking about from the Catholic tradition. A Mass, not visit them in the, funeral home, have a few prayers, and off they go to the cemetery. You want to be sure you have a Mass. And if you haven't had a Mass, go to your parish and ask your pastor and ask for a Mass for your loved one that perhaps didn't have a funeral Mass. Now, how many of us have heard this? I've heard it so many times, as so many people have passed away from terminal illnesses and their loved ones are left behind and the heartache. Oh, time heals all wounds. Have you heard that one? Time heals all wounds. Well, it doesn't. That's a false statement. It's anti-Christian. Time does not heal all wounds. Only Christ heals all wounds. Time doesn't. So say you lost a loved one or from an addiction. Let's use an addiction. And someone says, oh, time heals all wounds. No, that's a lie. Only Christ heals all wounds. And that's directly from Father Dwight Longenecker. If you have a lingering family sin, a trauma, a death, an addiction, violence, or unresolved death, this is what Dr. Kenneth McCall, Dr. Dwight Longenecker, Father Robert DeGrandis, and many others have recommended because they're experts in this field. Deal with this through the sacraments of reconciliation and the Holy Eucharist. Now, I'm talking about from the Catholic perspective. More often, healing is gradual, deep, and real. Now, if you have a family problem from the past, right now, if you're listening, say you haven't spoken to someone, maybe someone in your family took your mom or dad's money, took the house, or a loved one died from an overdose, or they died alone in a hospital room. Take that family hurt to confession and just say, I need to forgive myself. And I need to forgive the situation, take it to confession, then take it to Mass. Then offer Masses for the repose of the souls of your loved ones. Now, I know that in my parish, the book, they call it the Mass book is filled. As soon as it opens, it's filled for the whole year. And I hope it is throughout this country, and if you're listening in other countries, have Masses said for your loved ones. Have Masses said, say you never met your grandmom or grandfather or that one uncle that was abusive and the alcoholic. Have a Mass celebrated for him or her. That's right. Have a Mass celebrated for him or her, even though it's an unresolved hurt. You want to free up that family tree. See, that's what we're talking about today, healing the family tree. That's what the Blessed Mother was talking about. We all want to break the cycle of inherited emotional, psychological, and physical trauma, don't we? Passed down through family lines. Now, there are so many alcoholic family lines. Oh, it starts as a fun thing at the local bar, and it ends up there are alcoholics in the family line. Or perhaps anxiety is learned in the family line. Or someone says, oh, it's genetic. Well, it's time to heal the family tree. And Jesus wants to heal the family tree. And we all want to break that cycle. Right now, I want you to name something in your family tree that you're aware of. And after the program, I want you to work on your family tree to find out the things you're not aware of and to forgive that person and to offer a mass if you're Roman Catholic. Offer a mass for that person who hurt you or an unresolved death or trauma or abuse or addiction. Yes, offer a mass. Now, we are not held guilty for the sins of our ancestors. Now, let me be very clear about this. We are not held guilty for the sins of our ancestors. As Christians, we believe that the consequences of their sins of our ancestors, like fear, addiction, abuse, can impact generations. Now, I am not a psychologist. I am talking specifically from a spiritual perspective, my friends. Please understand this. This is not my opinion. This is quantitatively and qualitatively researched, and I am quoting the specialist in this field. It hasn't been discussed, but because of Our Lady's message in Medjugorje, I'm bringing it up today. We're not held guilty for the sins of our ancestors. You're not held guilty for your grandfather beating your grandmother. You're not held guilty for your son who is an addict. You're not held guilty for that one who put an evil occult curse on you. No, it's time to break the curses. Yes, there are things such as occult curses. So, Dr. Ken McCall, psychiatrist, healing the family tree, Father Dwight Longenecker, Father Robert DeGrandis, who has passed on, and so many others have researched, and it has been proven, people are freed in their family tree line. Forgiveness is huge. Forgiveness and repentance, and pray for them and offer a mass. If you're not Catholic and you're listening, pray for them. Intercede. Intercessory prayer is huge. Have someone pray with you for that family member in that family tree. Now, as Christians, we need to forgive and repent. That's right. If you're listening to this radio station today, then, my friends, you know the word forgiveness and you know the word repentance. Now, we need, and if you've never heard this term, to plead the blood of Christ, the sacrificial blood of Christ, on your family tree. Now, say, for example, after this program, you start drawing your family tree and you're drawing a blank. And it's like, oh, no, I only remember Aunt Sally or Uncle Joe, or I don't really remember anything really bad. I mean, there may not be anything really bad. But just plead the blood of Jesus Christ on your family tree after this program. Just simply say, Jesus, I plead your precious blood on my family tree to go back generations, those that I know and never knew and will never know. And I also plead the precious blood of Jesus on future generations for my children and my grandchildren and all related to me. Now, it's very, very important for us to know we're not held guilty for the sins of our ancestors. We're not held guilty. And as Christians, forgiveness and repentance are huge, and pleading the blood of Christ. Intercessory prayer is huge. It's not a one and done, my friends. We continue to pray for our family tree to be healed We need, as active, alive people, to break behavioral cycles by making, now I'm going to underline because this is like the word of the day, intentional, conscious choices to create new godly patterns. Wow, that's a lot. Isn't that a lot to really think about? It seems like I've been hearing the word intentional an awful lot lately. But we need to break our behavioral cycles by making intentional, conscious choices to create new godly patterns so that toxic traits stop with you. So your toxic trait may be, I can't pass that bar on the way home from work, or I can't give up looking at pornography on my phone, which is in your family line, by the way, or using filthy words. That's in your family line. You want to clean that tree. Or you're an adulterer, or you cheat. And you think gambling is legal? Oh, yeah, it's legal. But it's also sinful, my friends. Father Chris Alar said that online gambling is a portal to hell. Now, I know someone listening is gambling. That online gambling you're doing is a portal to hell. And that's from Father Chris Alar. You can look it up. And that gambling addiction is in your family tree somewhere. May not be back to your dad. It may be back two generations. Or reading the tea leaves. You know, I know in my Irish family, way back, they would drop the teacup and the tea leaves and read the tea leaves. Some of these things go back so far that you don't even know. So you don't have to know everything. You just want to plead the blood of Jesus on your full family tree back as far as you can remember. You want to break the behavioral cycles by making intentional. That means you mean it, you're going to say it, you're going to do it. And you're going to create new godly patterns. If you're listening to this broadcast today, or you're listening to WTMR, or in His Sign Catholic Radio Network every day, you are choosing to make godly patterns in your life. You're spending the time to make intentional choices to change your life around. Now, we all want to break that toxic trait that's within all of us. So, if you want to pick up your phone and make a gambling debt on a game, you got to break it, my friends. You have to break it. You think it's innocent? It's not. It goes back. If you look at your family tree and you really, maybe you talk to your sisters or brother or aunts or uncles and you find out, oh, yeah, Dad, Uncle so-and-so lost a lot of money on poker games. Now, there are some things that are basically innocent. But if you're losing money, for example, in gambling and you're addicted, you have to gamble. That's how you know you're addicted. I just have to play that number. I just have to do that scratch-off. I just have to call in on my phone for that online gambling. That's an addiction. Jesus wants you to break that toxic mold today. Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to do it? Now, we started the program talking about Dr. Kenneth McCall, who I had the great privilege of editing some of his works. And Dr. Dwight Longenecker and Father Robert DeGrandis. And back in the day, long, long time ago, in the 70s, there were two priests, the Lynn brothers, who also worked with Dr. Kenneth McCall. And I also worked with them and Father Francis McNutt, who has since gone on to glory, who left the Catholic faith as a priest. But he was involved in all this research as well. So I told my husband, I said, I can't believe, you know, my history before meeting him, I was used to edit some of these things and meet these people. And what a blessing. And then the Blessed Mother comes out with a special message and on June 18th about praying for the deceased in our family tree. Well, my friends, that's what we're doing today. So stay tuned. After the commercial break, I'll be back and I have so much more to share. So stay tuned.
Hello, Hello, Father Glacy here, and I owe a great debt of gratitude to the In His Sign radio ministry. It was this radio ministry that I listened to when I was going from being a lukewarm Catholic to an engaged Catholic, and this ministry really majorly affected the Catholic that I am today. Kathleen McCarthy in particular has an uncanny ability to speak to the heart, and when she speaks to the heart, she speaks with God's love, with His grace, and with His mercy. I can honestly say that I am a better Catholic, a better man of God, and have experienced the healing and joy of the gospel because of the great ministry of Kathleen McCarthy. And so I encourage others to listen to her so that they can experience the beautiful work that God does through her beautiful words.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm so happy to be with you today. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network on WTMR 800 on the AM dial. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done, heard every Monday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we're talking about healing the family tree today. Yes, it is possible, and it's based on the message from Our Lady on June 18th in Medjugorje. And she said to the visionary Maria, pray for all deceased and for the whole family tree, that our Lord may free us from every evil, from all evil that our relatives have done, that with our prayer, with our penance, pray for mercy, that they come out of purgatory and go to heaven. And it's time to purify our family tree. Now, as someone who actually did a documentary on Medjugorje in the early days when it was under communist rule in the 1980s. I remember no one ever discussed the family tree. This is really the first time, I believe, I will have to check with Dennis Nolan, not the Dennis Nolan of In His Sign Catholic Radio, but the one in Notre Dame, if this is the first time she has ever mentioned praying for the deceased and for the whole family tree. This is huge, and I want you to reflect on it. It's very serious. If she wants us to pray for the souls in purgatory, and she wants us to pray for our family tree, I want you to think about it. This is a big, big, big prayer time. Our Lady, there's a deep message. If you pray and reflect on this, my friends, it's much deeper. See, I don't know about you, but sometimes I hear words, I'm like, okay, you know, Our Lady's saying this and that, or the scripture says this and that, but This is a big, unusual statement for Our Lady to say in Medjugorje, and that's from June 18th. And even if you go to Spirit Daily, which I highly recommend, there's a great article and a headline of Spirit Daily today on this about Our Lady saying to pray for all the deceased. I can't, you know, I don't know about you, but I learned years ago from my spiritual director to pray for that one family member or that one person in purgatory that no one ever prayed for. They just died. And actually, I can think in my own life, people during my lifetime that probably no one even prays for. So it's important to pray for that person. You may not even know a name. Just say, Jesus, I pray for that one person that no one ever, ever prayed for. I pray for that one person in my family line that never had one Mass celebrated for them. Now, again, I want you to read and reflect this message because it's much deeper than this program. Because it's time today to purify our family tree. Now, maybe you're thinking, oh, your kids, your grandkids. No, Jesus wants us to go back generations. So if your family came over in the belly of a boat from Ireland like mine did from the potato famine, I want to go back to that time of starvation, and they came to the United States, and they had nothing but what they did with their lives. But I don't know what happened in the belly of that ship. Or your family came from Italy, and all the beautiful gifts that the Italians had brought, or from all the other countries of the world, Africa, South America. There are so, we need to pray for our family tree back to our family of origin. Pray all the way back. And if you can't draw up a family tree with sticks, you just put sticks out, like I remember back to my great-grandmother. Well, maybe some of you have done ancestry checkups and DNA and all that, and you really have the whole family tree. Wow, you're so far ahead. You can actually pray for that family tree. But even if you don't know the information, you can pray for your family tree, for the blood of Jesus Christ to purify your family tree. And you can pray as an intercessor to ask the Lord Jesus to intercede before God the Father for all trauma, abuse, addiction, violence, everything that's in that family tree to be forgiven and repented and free from your generation and going forward. Very important. And this is the deeper message of Our Lady. And purgatory exists, my friends, because demons and spirits attached to family lines through sin, Exodus 20, verses 5 to 6, Deuteronomy 5, verses 9 to 10, Numbers chapter 14, verses 18, and Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 2 to 18. Now, I'm going to ask this because a lot of you are just getting in your car or getting home. Does your family today suffer from multiple diseases, accidents, anger, anxiety? That's a biggie. Alcoholism, negativity, and addictions. I have never, and I've shared this on multiple radio programs, heard of so many young people, teenagers, even kids, children under 10, suffering from anxiety. So much anxiety in our family tree. Where did this originate? Go back into your family tree. Look for it. Make this your project for the summer. Go back and pray through it. And it's not for you to condemn, but for you to release and repent and to intercede through the blood of Jesus Christ for your family line to be freed from all this. And again, in the beginning of the program, I was quoting Healing the Family Tree from Dr. Kenneth McCall from London, England. I worked with him and Father Dwight Longenecker, who's an author, and several others who worked in this field, and Father Robert DeGrandis, who wrote many books on this. You know, my friends, this is real. And Dr. McCall in England discovered as a Protestant, he started to have funeral services for the dead in order to help the living find healing and reconciliation. Then he discovered the Catholic tradition of praying for the dead. He learned of Requiem Masses said for the repose of the soul of the departed. I can't say enough, St. Gertrude, the patron saint. And then Dr. McCall, who is a pioneer, my friends, he discovered the Catholic belief in purgatory, and he started to understand that it's always been part of our Catholic teaching, that the dead could be prayed for, and that the prayers offered for them, especially during a Mass, would help them on their journey, assisting them to be reconciled with God the Father. And he discovered this is beneficial for the dead and for the living. It frees us even if we're alive. And Father Longenecker encourages the traditions of offering Masses for our dead. How many listening today haven't had a Mass celebrated for a loved one or even a stranger or someone you can't stand in your family tree? Have a Mass celebrated for them, lighting candles and saying a prayer for the dead. And make sure you have a proper funeral Mass for your loved one. If you have not, go back and have a Mass celebrated post-funeral for them. Maybe they were buried a long time ago and you didn't really have a funeral Mass if you're Catholic. Go back and have a Mass said for them. Now, there are 30-day Gregorian Masses. That's a whole other program in which I hope to have a special guest on with me about the 30-day Gregorian Masses where souls are released. Very, very powerful. Now, when I'm talking about praying for those in your family tree, stay away from the mediums that are on TV, in your neighborhoods, evil, 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 underline, underline. It'll say, oh, we love Mary. We have statues of Mary. We pray the rosary. Evil. Evil. I have four exorcists I'm very close to. They will tell you they are so busy. And the church now is, the exorcists usually are hidden and you don't know them. But the greatest deliverance is to go to confession if you're Roman Catholic. But if you have this anger in your family tree, an addiction, abuse, trauma, violence, it's time to purify that family tree. Now, those of you who are in the Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland markets will remember the saintly priest, Father John McFadden, very close to this apostolate, very close to this apostolate. He was one busy priest during his lifetime. And I know that in the early days with Dr. Ken McCall and all the leading researchers that he was involved in praying healing masses in family homes to free people from ancestral curses. And yes, there are ancestral curses to free family lines if there was a stillborn baby born to your grandparents or a family member that was never baptized, baptizing that baby, or an aborted baby in your family line, or a suicide, or many other things of violence or hurt or abuse or trauma. He would come to the house and pray a Mass, celebrate a Mass. I can't begin, I don't even know in the last 15 years how many houses that he went to. I only know in the first 20 or 30 years how many homes he went to pray for the Lord to heal the family tree. He was very involved in healing the family tree. I was very involved in the Association of Christian Therapists back in the 70s and early 80s, and the Institute for Christian Healing, of which that's how I met Dr. Ken McCall. And at the time, there were two priests. I have no idea whatever happened to them, the Lim brothers. And there was Barbara Schlaman, who became Barbara Schlaman Ryan, Father Francis McNutt, who actually left the priesthood and married, and he has soon passed. There were so many involved. But then Father Robert DeGrandis took over the ancestral healing in this country, and Father McDonough in New England, and Father Lazansky in New England. So many priests, and our own Father John McFadden, who was very close to this apostolate. Numbers of people have had dramatic healings of incurable diseases when the family tree is healed. That's right, you're healing. And that doesn't mean you will be healed if you do this, but there are many that are healed because it's passed down. So I know that this is a lot of information, and if you're just getting in your car, you're like, what in the world? If you have a lingering family sin, maybe your husband cheated on you, maybe your wife cheated on you, so adultery's in your family line. If you think, oh no, it started with my husband or wife, No, if you sit down and seriously talk to someone who knows your family tree back a couple generations, you'll probably find that adultery in the family line. Gambling is huge, a huge addiction in a family tree that goes back generations, many generations, back to original countries, countries of origin. I want you to really, truly work on this, to draw up, even if it's a small family tree tonight, to begin to work on it. And in the beginning of the program, I said, and Father Dwight Longenecker said, so many people say at a funeral, oh, time heals all wounds. A lie. He wrote big letters. A lie, a lie. Time does not heal all wounds. Only Christ heals all wounds. And whenever you hear, oh, they're in a better place. Oh, they suffered a lot. They're in a better... We don't know where they are. We don't know. We need to pray for their souls. We need to pray for our souls. We need to be in right relationship with the Lord today. And to have and to believe that God has a bigger plan. Now, my friends, as I've been doing for the past couple months, the prayer that Father Peter Rookie, a great priest, a Servite priest from New England, had written, and people love when I pray this, many things have happened. So I'm asking today that you pray this with me, and we're going to pray that this is the beginning of the healing of your family tree, no matter how ugly it looks today. So if you have a loved one in jail who's on the streets of Kensington, who is in a hospital dying, who is a teenager who's hurting, no matter what, I want you to pray with me today that through the intercession of this powerful prayer, that it is the beginning of the healing of your family tree. So let us begin today. I don't care what denomination you are, pray with me, totally believing that the blood of Jesus Christ will heal your family tree. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, I come before you just as I am. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. In your name, I forgive all others for what they've done against me. I renounce Satan, the evil spirits, and all their works, and give you my entire self, Lord Jesus, now and forever. Now, we're going to pray it again. Now, I want you to think of that one relative that you're aware of. And if you're not aware of someone who has, there's an addiction or abuse or trauma or violence in your family line, or if you're not aware, just say, Jesus, I offer it all the way back where I can't even remember. Let's pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I come before you just as I am. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. In your name, I forgive all others for what they've done against me. I renounce Satan, the evil spirits, and all their works, and give you my entire self, Lord Jesus, now and forever. Amen. Now, some well-known priest, I'm not going to say his name, I have to ask his permission. He is also an exorcist, has put out on social media, my friends. Well, I think I will say it because he would say, yes, you can. Father Dan Rehill, who is an exorcist, he has his own podcast and he's well-known. He put out on social media last week, my friends, the demons are attacking Catholic families. Good Catholic families, which translates to also all Christian families. So it, in the past, he said, it would be just people in sin or who have opened the portal. And now that's what Father Gabriel Amarth said, you know, you open the portal, which is true. But he said he has seen it so much and recently that they are going after good families who do not open the portal. Now, what does that say? It's huge. So we have to ask the Lord Jesus to heal our family tree, for us to be aware, to be open to what he wants of us and our families during this critical time in our history. We do not have time to waste. We have to be proactive in believing that Jesus wants us healed and ready. So as always, as I've been doing, and I love this, I want to share in the silence of my heart from volume 8, 9, and 10 from the prophetic words given to Kathleen McCarthy with Anikil Upstott, an imprimatur. And if you are not Catholic and you're like, what in the world is that? Well, it means the church approved that there's nothing contrary to Catholic or scriptural teaching, Catholic teaching, or the magisterium of the Catholic Church. So it's all been approved, so you don't have to worry. Please, I ask the Lord, what is the reading that you want today for those who are hearing this program? And this is what I opened up to. So listen carefully. Are you worried about your children? Do you come with a troubled heart? Are you worried about your business? Are you worried about the situations that you find yourself in and you don't know how to get out of it? Are you worried about the past? Does it hold you captive? Are you concerned about the future? What is taking place in the world? What's happening in the government? What's happening in the financial side of the world? Are you worried about the economy of your own business, your own life, and your loved ones? These are things that you must entrust into my care. I am the one who holds all things under my domain. Nothing happens without me allowing it for a purpose and a plan. I'm putting things in place. I'm putting them in place so that when I move, others will say, it is the Lord. I don't want you to be concerned. I don't want you to doubt. I don't want you to be filled with anxiety and fear and worry about your children or mates. They were mine first. I love them first. I breathe my life into them. Do you think for one moment that I love them any less than I love you? Do you think for one moment I will not continue to call out to them, call their name and draw them to me? Do you think I will not come and that I will not distribute grace, the grace that is needed for them to come and follow me? Are you so puffed up that you think it depends on you? That you think it depends on the circumstances in your life? No. I call you to trust. I am the Lord your God who heals you. I am the Lord your God who sets you free. I am the Lord your God who breathed life into you and all of humanity. You get a headache thinking about all that falls on your shoulders. You worry. You fear. You doubt. You have anxiety. I've said this to you before, all that worry, anxiety, and fear cannot change tomorrow, but it certainly will rob you of the peace that I give you today. Give me your worries. Place your worries in my heart, your fears and your anxieties. Do you not think that I'm bigger than all your problems? Do you not think I'm more powerful to fulfill my promises? Come. Come and follow me and give me your burdens so that I can act and set you free now. I'm about to do a mighty work, and I want you to be open to the plans I have, the plans for you, the plans for your children, the plans for your families, and a plan for your business. I am the Lord your God who heals you. I'm your healer. I love it when you acknowledge that. And I love when you sing praise songs of worship. I love when you turn your heart and mind and spirit to me in honor of glory. Why? For you. Because it brings peace and grace and strength and courage and hope to you. Come to me with all your concerns and your fears and your doubts. Be a warrior. Be my warriors. Trust in my power at work in you and through you. Entrust your family to me. Trust your children, your businesses, your life. place your hope and trust in me, and that's when you become free. That's when you experience my joy which will be complete in you. Trust me. Trust me more, and trust me again, and more still. On the way, there is no other. Come and follow me. I have a plan, a purpose, and I will reveal it. Trust me. Again, trust me even more. I am love and mercy itself. I am indeed the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. I'm your Lord and your God, and there is no other. I want you to know, I want you to begin to understand the great cost, the cost of laying down my life for your life, the cost of being betrayed, broken, wounded, alienated, rejected, blasphemed against, having my flesh torn away from my body. How could this happen? How can this happen? Truly God and truly man? How could it have happened? It happened because I love you. I've always loved you. I love you when you think I don't hear your prayers. I love you when you walked away from me, and I love you when you came back to me. I've always loved you. I want to lay my healing hands upon you today. I want to renew you in mind and body and spirit. I want to wash away your tears. I want to comfort your soul, and I want to renew your hope and your faith and your trust in me. My friends, beyond the shadow of a doubt, I know someone, one person needed to hear this today. This isn't by accident that you tuned in. This was meant for you. It's time to heal the family tree. Now, I just opened to Ephesians 5:20. A bookmark came out of my Bible, and it says, give thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Are you ready to give thanks always and everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father? We are all asked to lay down our lives for him. We are all asked to pray for our family tree to be healed through the blood of Jesus Christ. My friends, beyond the shadow of a doubt, we are living in urgent times. Urgent times. We must be in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be examples. We must be the city that on a shining hill and a shining light that people look to. Know and trust and believe that the Lord has his hands on you. If you are listening to this radio station, God has called you to do this. It isn't an accident. It is not an accident. It is a gift. For this radio station is a gift. In His Sign Catholic Radio Network is a gift. And I pray that you pray protection upon this radio station, WTMR, and In His Sign Catholic Radio, and all the broadcasters. So in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. Until the till next week, my friends, know that you are loved. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.
I know you see.